Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Wintertime winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
Need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, the sky.
Not too bad at all this morning, in fact. Yep, a light jacket. Wouldn't hurt. It is 7:06. Hour number two begins. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy's here with a quick update on traffic.
Yes, guy, listener reporting this for Gainesville. Traffic issue, traffic light issue on Flash. Talking about Northwest 8th Avenue there at Newberry Road. And so, obviously, going to be yellow on Newberry, red on Northwest 8th. So, until they get that cleared up, that could be a backup for you. Be careful.
Yeah. If you're trying to take a left onto Newberry off of 8th Avenue there, that would be quite tricky.
You wouldn't want to do that.
The lights are not working, yeah. All right. The wife of Army Master Sergeant Matthew Livelsberger. This was the Green Beret involved in the Vegas Tesla Cybertruck bombing. The wife broke her silence on Sunday evening in a statement put out by a fellow Green Beret veteran. In her statement, she hit back against what she says has been misinformation and lies spread about her and Livelsberger, such as they were having marital problems and that she kicked him out of their home before Christmas. She specifically slammed a rumor spread by the chief of staff, the Army's public affairs officer, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Butler, that their newborn daughter's DNA did not match Livelsberger's.
Man, that's some big misinformation if it's not right.
Yeah.
That would be
something that I'd rather err on the side of not even bringing it up.
And why is that something that even, why would you share that to the public? That's really nobody's business.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Green Beret veteran Matt Tardio, host of Speak the Truth podcast, posted the statement from Livelsberger's wife, Jennifer Davis, on his X account. And this is what the statement said. My name is Jennifer Davis, the widow of Matthew Livelsberger. I've kept silent until now because I, like all of you, have been in a state of pure shock and denial. The only reason that I've decided to break my silence is because I know that I owe it to our daughter. In our world of endless internet opinions, our daughter needs a post somewhere that speaks the truth of her father. The truth is, we were Matt's entire world. He loved being a father. We shared our very first Christmas as parents together with our beautiful daughter this year. The way he adored his daughter was something so unexplainably beautiful. The way he cared and attended to my every need before I could even ask or think was just one of his endless qualities that have already birthed so many tears of mine in his absence. He loved both of us dearly and deeply. He was selfless and thoughtful. He shielded us and protected us to the very end. My husband's military career and service is and was exemplary and speaks for itself. He was a dedicated soldier and loved his family and his brotherhood with every ounce of his being. Matt was a hero among men who dedicated his whole life to serving our country, and he will be remembered as such. I want to clearly and directly address several pieces of misinformation that have been recently released about my husband and family. First and foremost, Matt and I were in love and committed to our marriage. We had plans and a future with so many dreams that now will just be a memory to seal for our daughter. Matt was not only excited about our future together, but the future of his career and a new job that he had started. And in no uncertain terms, did we have any plans or intentions of breaking up or separating. Additionally, the paternity of our daughter was never in question and certainly was not an issue in our marriage. I hate even having to clarify that fact, as I find that lie personally slanderous and offensive. I want to clear, for my daughter's sake, the DNA was pulled and verified as a match. Losing my husband has been the most devastating event of my life. Knowing my daughter's life will never be the same and will never really know her father is more than I can process. As you can imagine, the added complexity and public nature of this adds a level of pain and stress that no one can prepare you for. I sit here today, still in the unknown, wishing so badly I could go back to our wonderful first and last Christmas that we shared together. As the days have passed, I still do not have the answers that so many of you are looking for. I'm desperately searching for them as well. While my daughter and I mourn our hero, we ask for privacy, please. Thank you. Wow.
That's tough.
Well, it is tough. And it's sick, I guess, if people would put out information that has not been verified. Because, yeah, their daughter is going to grow up in a world where they'll have access to all kinds of things that were said about her dad.
Well, immediately, in the very first stories, it was saying that he had been kicked out of the house the day after Christmas.
Right.
Which is different than the report of before Christmas, because of infidelity. So where do these come from, and why do people feel the need to, share everything they think they know?
Yeah. Well, part of it is you're looking for answers. What caused this person, to snap? So,
yeah, I get
but,
that.
But you can't just, say everything in the book and then go, yeah, we'll see if there's a full denial on all this. Uh-huh. And whatever they don't deny, that's the reason. It shouldn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But just a terrible, awful, tragic event.
Mm-hmm.
And did they ever release, what he said, his reasoning or whatever, the manifesto? I guess
there was something that I don't know if it was long enough to call it a manifesto, but there were some quotes from him that they did release. Yes, he talked about leadership. He talked about, basically, I guess, almost lamenting the lives that he had taken in the military, things like that.
Mm.
So, yeah, there is a statement out there.
Yeah, it's just, an awful and tragic event. You've got Gavin Newsom. He doesn't want to take responsibility for the wildfires. More than 10 years ago, basically about 11 years, California voters approved Proposition 1. And part of that was to construct new reservoirs. But a decade later, none of those projects have been completed. Not a one.
That's kind of crazy.
You think this will be an impetus to possibly move forward? You wonder. Mm-hmm. Because this is not their first go-around with wildfires. It happens virtually in some context or another. It happens every year.
Yeah.
It's just to what degree? How bad is it going to be? And, yeah. Again, hope that the voters are paying attention and say we keep voting for the same kinds of people who will take care of every single agenda that's important to them and the people around them, but not for the citizens in general at all. The citizens come last. First, we got the little fishies we got to protect. Mm. Oh, that whole climate change thing. They're starting to roll that out more and more now. Oh, it's climate change.
Right.
Well, what can't they blame on climate change, basically, is what it's going to boil down to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Apparently, the Superman actor, Dean Cain, he's been...
I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been pretty outspoken, apparently. He grew up in Malibu. He talked to Fox News. He said all the homes that he once lived in there and nearby Pacific Palisades all been destroyed.
Wow.
During the wildfires. I ended up having three different houses in Pacific Palisades, one that I owned, two that I rented and lived in. He said the three of those homes, all of those are burned. They're all gone.
Hmm.
He said that area, Pacific Palisades, looked like someone dropped a nuclear weapon on top of it. It just flattened everything. I've never seen anything like it. And he said the devastation is just shocking and horrific, but not unexpected. It's part of the reason he said that he left California. And this was the perfect storm of mismanagement and a failure of leadership. Yep.
Well said. And he's Superman. He knows these things.
Yeah.
Does that.
Why couldn't he put him out?
I don't know.
He could just do one big breath.
Why? Well, maybe because he's not Superman anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is 7:16. It's Monday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And you know what's coming up next. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in. Air it out. What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake.
A lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. But it's actually your turn. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Are you ready? 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Like I said, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is I thought about it a bit, and I finally determined one of the evil, financially motivated, indirect reasons Gavin Newsom has facilitated the California fires. Since 1978, California homeowners have benefited from Proposition 13, which allows a maximum 2% rise in property taxes per year. So what's going to happen is people are going to build back at new values. And I ran some numbers. They're going to make seven times their money on property taxes along with all the permitting costs. So I think I figured out there's a financial incentive behind the fires. Ooh. I know that sounds conspiratorial, but thanks.
Well, crazier things have been done. Eminent domain has been utilized to basically, you know, inflate taxes.
Sure.
But is that the way the law works there? If you rebuild, it's a totally new, I guess it would make sense that it would be a totally new assessment, I suppose.
It would cost probably more to rebuild, maybe, than the value was. Is that part of it? The fees, if those are going to be, a lot of it's going to come down to whether or not Newsom is helpful in this area with, you know, fees, ordinances, you know, all the loopholes that we know from talking to people over the years that when you want to build something in some towns, it's really expensive just on top of the house itself. So will they be lenient or not, or will they look at it as a money grab?
I think in Florida, you know, you can move that homestead exemption or whatever it was, Save Our Homes or something. When you move to another place in Florida, you bring with you some reduced, maybe it's not an assessment, but it's some sort of reduction. And I think that's still in effect. I don't know how it works in California, but if they're able to completely reassess, that would be a windfall.
Well, think of the conversations we've had with Keith Perry over the years when it comes, you know, to all the permitting and everything, when it, you know, the percentages of what it costs to build, which is why you see multifamily homes going up versus single family homes.
It's going to be interesting, too, with the insurance. They already have insurance issues similar to what we have here in Florida as well. Yeah. All right. Good morning, Hollywood. What's bugging you?
Well, a couple of things. The situation out in North Carolina, we're just not hearing a whole lot about those precious people that are freezing to death. And we just sent a donation to this company that is providing propane so that these guys can get some heat. The other thing that's bugging me, this whole thing about the destruction in L.A., the same thing happened in Hawaii, which we haven't heard much about that, but all that rebuilding, boy, these people are going to rush in and invest in that cheap land and rebuild the taxes that you guys were talking about. I just think there's a little bit of underlying incentives for these things to happen because people are going to get rich. So anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for what you do. God bless you. God bless America.
Now, God bless you and your family. And we feel for the people in North Carolina. You're right. That's completely knocked off the headlines. Like, you know, like everything's resolved there. Nothing could be further from the truth.
No, there are going to be areas because I've got the, you know, in-laws, my wife's family. Some of her family lives there. And he's in real estate. But there are areas that just will not be rebuilt. It will not come back as what it was. It's just, you know, it's gone. And so that's going to be interesting just long term. And then, of course, all those people are displaced. You've got them living in tiny homes and tents and everything else right now.
If they're lucky, they have something.
And it's winter. Yes, exactly.
Yep. All right. Let's go to, let me give the numbers out first. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, California also, but also North Carolina and Hawaii. And but I was listening to these reporters, and a couple of the questions sounded like it was the same person trying to word it differently. Is, well, this is all Trump's fault, right? You know, that we're not going to get any money, and it's like, he's not even president yet. They're asking Mayor Bass and this other lady, what have you done with Trump's administration? Have you gotten anything back from Trump's? Trump doesn't have an administration yet.
Isn't that bizarre?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Irritating. Yeah.
Yeah, they're already unloading on him. He's not even in the office. It is. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. It's just crazy. And we have to wonder what it is going to be like when he does take office.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to January 20th. Not the same way those frothing at the mouth lefty reporters are.
My goodness.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
The absolute nightmare of the last 4 years. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God bless America. God bless Trump.
Yeah. What was the headline we were talking about off the air this morning from J.D. Vance of the dumpster fire that they are being left by the Biden administration?
And I saw a headline, Jake Sullivan, saying something like, you know, Joe Biden is leaving us in a stronger position and our allies respect us more or something. It's once again taking the truth and turning it upside down.
Mm.
Yeah. And trying to...
No.
My goodness. We need a good... You know what we need? We need a good firefighter story.
Yeah. I mean, we know that they're
They're doing hard work.
They're doing hard work out there.
But we need a good... We need a happy outcome.
Ah, we're up for that.
I just happen to have one.
What a coincidence.
I don't have the time to do it right now, though.
Okay.
But I will do it immediately following this.
All right.
Very brief timeout.
Can't wait.
It is 7:28. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on The Sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The Sky.
The Sky.
new year.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
New president.
We have to get back to a great country.
And new news.
When it's new.
I hear it on the Sky first.
This year, open up your shiny brand news day.
We made history for a reason.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and happy, happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators basketball, beating Arkansas 71-63. The Gators now hold a 15-1 record. They are off to a fantastic start. Go Gators. If you are going to take advantage of a launch that was scheduled for today at Cape Canaveral, don't go. Because the Blue Origin New Glenn rocket has been postponed indefinitely. Some sort of an internal systems issue. So, yeah.
That's never good with rockets.
Yeah.
You know, just saying. I'm no expert, but I'm just saying if you got a problem, yeah, you just
got
to wait.
Yeah, it's got like 7 engines, like, I don't know, 3 million pounds of thrust or some crazy. It's just crazy.
Wow.
And you don't want it. You don't want it going sideways on you. Mm-mm. That's for sure. Bucks lost to Washington. Heartbreaker at the end. Baker had a fumble that cost them. Then it was a field goal that hit the upright and bounced in to give Washington the win 23-20. Now they'll have to face the Lions. Ha ha ha. Good luck, Washington. Mm. Bills over the Broncos 31-7. The Eagles beat Green Bay 22-10. All right. Just some of the things that are going on. FBI Director Christopher Wray is stepping down. He makes it really sound like it's on his terms. Like, you know, there's this guy, Cash Patel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're just a seat warmer for him.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's all about Christopher Wray, and he was on 60 Minutes. And, well, I'll tell you more about that coming up. Excuse me.
You don't get the kind of like, well, I was sitting here first. I don't have to go anywhere. Yeah, you don't really get a choice at that point.
No.
So.
Yeah. No, it's, there's the door.
Yeah.
Go through it and keep on going. Got good news. We've heard all about these fires and the doom and gloom, death and destruction in Southern California. And, of course, our hearts go out to all those folks. But here in this area, firefighters saved 6 guinea pigs in an apartment fire. Yeah, while preventing the spread of fire to the other apartments. It was about 8:11 p.m., Gainesville Fire Rescue responded to a fire at the Town Park Apartments. First arriving crew quickly put out the fire, preventing the spread, and they saved the little guinea pigs.
How cute.
That is nice.
They're a cute little pet.
Yeah.
They make a lot of noise. They just kind of squeak. They're cute. Don't live a long time. But
do
know,
they?
But
they don't.
They don't. No. You get a few years out of them.
I had them as pets. I was pretty young. And, you know, I kept them together.
Yeah. They're very social animals.
Well, these two weren't.
They didn't like each other?
No, they basically killed each other.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ironic.
I shouldn't have been feeding them gunpowder, probably. I was trying to make them attack pigs.
They're not pigs. They're not from New Guinea. So there's all that.
What are they?
Well, just little critters.
Ginia pigs? No, really. What?
They're like from Peru, Argentina, down that way. They live up in the mountains.
Hmm. But I guess not. I never really gave it a whole lot of thought. Uh-huh. They're not from New Guinea.
And in some areas, I hate to say this, if you have guinea pigs, cover your ears. They're a delicacy in some places.
Oh, my gosh. You did not just say that.
No, I didn't say here.
Wow. How would you cook them if you were...
Do you cook them anymore? No. Oh, so not as much as you used to.
That was a happy story about firefighters preventing the little...
And then Greg took it down to the kitchen. That's
right.
Wow. No, but they're cute little pets. I like them.
Hey, this is... you know, there's going to be a lot of stories related to the fires out there, obviously.
Yeah.
One of them is, though, hiring these privateers. Think about it. Millionaires, if money's not a huge issue for them and they want to save their house, they can literally hire private firefighters. And apparently some of them are doing it. And a lot of people are irritated by it, which I'm not sure that I understand that.
They hire security.
Somebody's willing to pay their own money out of their own pocket to protect their own home, but you don't like it because they have the ability to do that and you don't?
Mm.
Yeah. you know, maybe these problems wouldn't be nearly as bad. You might still get some wildfires, but there's a much greater chance they would be contained, possibly, if you did all of the steps necessary in the fire prevention world. But they don't. You got to clean out the underbrush, taking away some of the fuel. You've got to make sure that you have reservoirs that are full. Gavin Newsom was trying to say, oh, they were all full. That's a lie. Because right away, they found out that one of them was completely bone dry. And then he made some excuse. Well, that's not really part of the state system. Oh, because the fire knows whether it comes from a state reservoir or a county reservoir. It's like, oh, that's county water. We ain't afraid of that.
Uh-huh. Or here's, you know, if the, you know, residents have voted to actually build new reservoirs.
They did 10 years ago.
Then maybe you should build them.
And if you don't, why would you keep electing the same bozos? It's crazy.
It is.
So if you're jealous because your neighbors can afford, you know, firefighting people and equipment, you should take it out at the ballot box.
Yes.
So that you, you're, at least they make attempts to protect you.
Oh, man.
Yep. You've got private fire protection companies contract with state and local governments to help battle wildfires. Now, that's been going on for a long time, but in recent years, some of these California fire firms, they began offering on-call services, you know? It's like boutique services.
Yes.
And you order it up. Yep. I need a firefighting team. What's the square footage? You need water? Mm-hmm. Check. Trucks? Got it. Hoses? Uh-huh. Fire-quenching chemicals? Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yeah, and that's what they do, and they charge about $2,000 an hour, which, well, if you've got a team of people and you're bringing equipment,
it adds up in a hurry.
And it saves your home, it might be an investment that's well worth it.
By the way, side note on the whole mansions burning down, just because we've talked about all the fake stuff we see online. The one about P. Diddy's mansion burning down with the picture and go, oh, look at all that evidence. Imagine that it's gone. First off, that's not his house. It was a picture from like 2014. And I'm sure if there was any evidence in the house, they already got it. So, fake post, please don't share. Thank you very much.
Speaking of fires, apparently, in D.C. is a huge dumpster fire. I don't know if you're familiar. They call it the Biden administration. This week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday, VP-elect J.D. Vance said President Joe Biden's administration has left a dumpster fire for Trump's incoming administration. He says, I wish Joe Biden all the best. But the fact is, he's left us at dumpster fire, not just at the border, but also with the economy. First of all, we know that prices are way too high for many Americans. We have to work every single day to stabilize prices for American families. He went on to say, everything that he's bragging about ignores the fact that he has added trillions and trillions of dollars to the federal debt during a time of peace. He's left us with bond yields, meaning how are we going to finance that debt? We have to sell treasury bonds, and treasury bonds to get more expensive because of Joe Biden's policies. He said, you go issue after issue, and oil prices are shooting through the roof. The final 2 months of Joe Biden's administration, in part because of decisions Biden has made over the last few years. He actually hasn't left the American people in good economic condition. That's why, you know, Donald Trump, he's got a lot of work to do, and he means the whole administration, obviously. I remain fundamentally, and you know this, I will always be an optimist about our country, but I think that optimism has to start with a bit of realism. And the real truth is, Joe Biden has left us a dumpster fire. Trump will have to put it out, but he's good at doing that. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of messes. Of course, Biden's going to try to, him and his folks are going to try to paint a smiley face on the whole thing. But people know the truth. They've known it when they had to pull up to the pump. Yeah, we've gotten a little bit of relief on that here and there. But it does seem like there's some volatility. The gas prices, it seems like literally every day, sometimes twice a day, the prices change at the pump.
And then on his way out, he's trying to ban, any oil digging, rigging, no rigs out there on how many millions of acres of ocean, and also in certain areas in relation to Native American land. It's like just on the, and some of that Trump will be able to turn around, but it's like, man, they are just trying to do everything they can on the way out.
Yep. Yep. Speaking of on their way out, I did mention this earlier, Christopher Wray,
yes,
FBI director, he's on his way out. And it is interesting, you know, when asked about, like, the Mar-a-Lago thing and all that, he said, our job at the FBI is to follow the facts wherever they lead, no matter who likes it. He said this on 60 Minutes that aired yesterday.
Hmm.
Did he treat Hunter Biden's laptop the same way?
Not so much, no.
No.
I
mean, why would you say we follow the facts where they lead? I mean, you set yourself up for that.
Oh, big time.
And I hope there is plenty of backlash for that. And also remember, too, before people forget, we all have short memories, but, you know, when news first broke of Trump being shot, I remember, and it wasn't right when the news first broke, I should correct myself, when it first broke, I and others weren't sure what hit the president.
Right.
I'm not sure what occurred right then in the moment. I thought at first somebody threw something at him.
Hmm.
Okay. And then fairly quickly you ascertain that, no, he was shot.
Right.
Either directly or a fragment or whatever. But this came sometime after that. Christopher Wray told the House Judiciary Committee. He says, we're not sure if it was a bullet or shrapnel or whatever that hit his ear. Now, he knew by then clearly exactly what it was.
Absolutely.
But he went out of his way to just try to, you know, take that away from him.
Yeah.
Christopher Wray has not been an honorable man, and he hasn't been honest either. So to him, I say, good riddance, pal. 7:45, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get them. Download it. Just click on subscribe, and you're all set. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Mark Levin.
The hell's with these drones?
6 o'clock.
Just happened to be near military sites, president's home, near a Coast Guard site. I don't know. I'll bet it's the commies again. I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
On 97.3, The Sky.
I know what happened to the drones, Greg.
I have no idea.
They parked them.
They parked them? Really?
On the grassy knoll.
Oh. I see what you did there.
They disappeared.
Because, apparently.
Well, because somebody used the chemtrails, they used the disintegrating acid. And so when they flew through the chemtrails, they basically just dissipated into nothingness.
Have you been listening to the overnight show yet?
No, I've been smoking some bad weed, dude.
Why? He's joking. The joke, humor, sarcasm.
I don't care whether they get it or not anymore. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, that headline is gone, you know, so then we're moving on to something else. And
no, it is bizarre, though.
It is.
What? Was it real? Were they really unidentified? Do we know for sure they were drones? We don't know whose they were. The government claimed they're not ours.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. Wow. All right. Hey, Amazon is in the news.
Really?
They've quietly rolled back their DEI programs.
Really?
Yeah. You know why? They found out that they're ineffective.
Really? We could have told them that?
We could have.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we probably did, indirectly. They just didn't pay attention.
Yeah. It's interesting. Hmm. It's like, you're Jeff Bezos. Do you really think some kind of a program like that is going to make your business better, stronger, more efficient?
No.
Just because you hire somebody has a different, I don't know, they're not sure what their gender is, or they're of a different skin color, and you go, well, let's see. We've got some brown people over here, a couple of black people here, some white people here, some yellow people there. We need some more red people, so they have to get some Native Americans. And
I just want to know that they can drive. They're not going to put their van in my yard, and they can deliver. I don't care what color they are.
Their drivers aren't very diverse. They all seem to be under the category of a little crazy. Don't they?
A little bit. Some of them. We're not judging. But I have a little bit of a little bit of a surprise, speaking of deliveries. Sunday morning, in the 6 o'clock hour, I hear Barrett.
Yeah.
And then his mean bark, you know, because you've got dogs. You know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see, like, headlights, like, that flashed into our house. And then I see the shadow of somebody outside. They're delivering at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
God bless them, everyone.
Unless you're waking up everybody's dog who's going, hey, Mom and Dad, there's somebody at the door.
You know, doesn't really faze me.
Yeah.
Well, it probably should. If it was the middle of the night, I might, but...
Yeah, 6 o'clock or so on Sunday morning.
6 o'clock, you've been out of bed, already made your wife coffee and stuff. Come on,
well,
man.
Well, I was up and I was having coffee.
Oh.
But the rest of the house were like, why is the dog barking at this hour? And
yeah, can't you
bark.
Keep it quiet, Greg? Yeah.
Well.
Control your animal.
Well, I like the fact that he barks when somebody's at our door at some early hour of the
exactly.
morning.
Exactly.
So.
Jeff Bezos, Amazon, latest mega company to claim it's scaling back some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives after such programs began garnering backlash for being ineffective and woke. Wow.
Duh.
Shocker.
Yeah.
In a December memo to employees obtained by Bloomberg, Amazon senior human resources executive Candy Castleberry. Wow. I bet she's a real sweetie.
Wow.
And no, that's not a sexist joke. It's a name joke. Anyway, said the company was winding down outdated programs and materials, and that the consolidation and end of certain programs was on track to be completed by the end of that month. Oh, they really make it sound, you know?
Like it'll all be gone.
Well, and there's nothing to see here, really.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, and certain programs. Don't say DEI. Yeah. Well, it's going to be hard for her to not say DEI, because, as it turns out, her previous title was...
Oh, no.
Vice President of Global DEI.
Oh, yeah. We saw that coming, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Why didn't she fall on her box cutter?
Oh, instead of
they
a sword?
They don't have swords because, you know.
I got you.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You work for Amazon. You got to know how to box it up.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that was changed. Her title was changed in 2023 to Vice President of...
Yes.
Inclusive Experiences and Technology.
Can they do the job? That's all we want.
That's crazy talk, Greg. That's crazy.
In some worlds, yeah.
You're from the dark ages.
But I live in the real world.
Rather than have individual groups build programs, we're focusing on programs with proven outcomes. We also aim to foster a more truly inclusive culture. How inclusive do you have to be? I mean, you and I interact a lot. But how much interaction is there the average staff member of Amazon? Seems to me like they're probably too busy to be chit-chatting away the day.
Because you're either working in one of the distribution centers and they are busy.
Yeah.
Or you're waking me up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, driving a truck, loading a truck, packaging stuff. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know about this. What are you going to have, picnics together?
And do you care what their background or color or race or whatever is when you're trying to do this job?
No, if I have to interact with you, I would hope that we can communicate with each other and that you don't smell funny.
That's
other than that, I really don't care. I haven't raised the bar that high.
That's a good goal.
Don't smell and speaketh clearly.
Yes.
Part of that is because I'm a little hard of hearing here. Speak up into this here pipe.
Wow.
Yeah, Sonny.
Envisionment of the world's big horns.
Yeah, big horn. While the specific programs that were ended were not listed, the outlet reported that they did include DEI programs. It was a memo obtained by Fox Business and it stated that Amazon executives had been evaluating their effectiveness over the last few years. We work to unify employee groups together under one umbrella and build programs that are open to all. Rather than have individual groups build programs, we're focusing on programs with proven outcomes, and we aim to foster a more truly inclusive culture.
Proven outcomes. What does that really mean? That people of different races can drive a truck or handle packaging or something? I mean, what does that really mean?
Well, I can tell you what they had on some of their websites that was recently scrubbed. Some web pages were titled Equity for Black People. Literally, that's what it said.
Really?
And LGBTQ plus rights. And, that was in the Our Positions section on its website.
Well, they get into all kinds of stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Provide opportunity to people, and the people hold up their end of the deal by working hard, and everybody's happy. It's not that complicated.
Nope.
97.3 The Sky. Hang in there. Happy Monday.
Is Sky News.
We have four large fires, no percentage of containment, and the fire is growing.
Trending stories.
Changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
And why they matter.
Meta, Facebook.
We're going to get back to our roots, restoring free expression on our platform.
They spent more resources going after nonviolent protesters on January 6th.
North Central Florida's news station, on air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake,
a lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, but it's actually your turn. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Are you ready? 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Like I said, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is I thought about it a bit, and I finally determined one of the evil, financially motivated, indirect reasons Gavin Newsom has facilitated the California fires. since 1978, California homeowners have benefited from Proposition 13, which allows a maximum 2% rise in property taxes per year. So what's going to happen is people are going to build back at new values, and I ran some numbers. They're going to make 7 times their money on property taxes along with all the permitting costs. So I think I figured out there's a financial incentive behind the fires. Ooh. I know that sounds conspiratorial, but thanks.
Well, crazier things have been done. Eminent domain has been utilized to basically, you know, inflate taxes.
Sure.
But is that the way the law works there? If you rebuild, it's a totally new, I guess it would make sense that it would be a totally new assessment, I suppose.
It would cost probably more to rebuild, maybe, than the value was. Is that part of it? The fees, if those are going to... A lot of it's going to come down to whether or not Newsom is helpful in this area with, you know, fees, ordinances, you know, all the loopholes that we know from talking to people over the years that when you want to build something in some towns, it's really expensive just on top of the house itself. So will they be lenient or not, or will they look at it as a money grab?
I think in Florida, you know, you can move that homestead exemption or whatever it was, Save Our Homes or something. When you move to another place in Florida, you bring with you some reduced, maybe it's not an assessment, but it's some sort of reduction. And I think that's still in effect. I don't know how it works in California, but if they're able to completely reassess, that would be a windfall.
Well, think of the conversations we've had with Keith Perry over the years when it comes, you know, to all the permitting and everything, when it, you know, the percentages of what it costs to build, which is why you see multifamily homes going up versus single family homes.
It's going to be interesting, too, with the insurance. They already have insurance issues similar to what we have here in Florida as well. Yeah. All right. Good morning, Hollywood. What's bugging you?
Well, a couple of things. The situation out in North Carolina, we're just not hearing a whole lot about those precious people that are freezing to death. And we just sent a donation to this company that is providing propane so that these guys can get some heat. The other thing that's bugging me, this whole thing about the destruction in L.A., the same thing happened in Hawaii, which we haven't heard much about that, but all that rebuilding, boy, these people are going to rush in and invest in that cheap land and rebuild the taxes that you guys were talking about. I just think there's a little bit of underlying incentives for these things to happen because people are going to get rich. So anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for what you do. God bless you. God bless America.
Now, God bless you and your family. And, we feel for the people in North Carolina. And you're right. That's completely knocked off the headlines. Like, you know, like everything's resolved there. Nothing could be further from the truth.
No, there are going to be areas because I've got the, you know, in-laws, my wife's family. Some of her family lives there. And he's in real estate. But there are areas that just will not be rebuilt. It will not come back as what it was. It's just, you know, it's gone. And so that's going to be interesting just long term. And then, of course, all those people are displaced. You've got them living in tiny homes and tents and everything else right now.
If they're lucky, they have something.
And it's winter. Yes, exactly.
Yep. All right. Let's go to, let me give the numbers out first. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, California also, but also North Carolina and Hawaii. And but I was listening to these reporters, and a couple of the questions sounded like it was the same person trying to word it differently. As well, this is all Trump's fault, right? You know that we're not going to get any money, and it's like he's not even president yet. They're asking Mayor Bass and this other lady. What have you done with Trump's administration? Have you gotten anything back from Trump? Trump doesn't have an administration yet.
Isn't that bizarre?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Irritating. Yeah.
Yeah. They're already unloading on him. He's not even in the office. It is. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. It is. It's just crazy. And we have to wonder what it is going to be like when he does take office.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to January 20th. not the same way those frothing at the mouth lefty reporters are.
My goodness.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
The absolute nightmare of the last 4 years. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God bless America. God bless Trump.
Yeah. What was the headline we were talking about off the air this morning from J.D. Vance of the dumpster fire that they are being left by the Biden administration?
And I saw a headline, Jake Sullivan, saying something like, you know, Joe Biden is leaving us in a stronger position and our allies respect us more or something. It's once again taking the truth and turning it upside down.
Mm.
Yeah. And trying to...
No.
My goodness. We need a good... You know, we need a good firefighter story.
Yeah. I mean, we know that they're
They're doing hard work.
They're doing hard work out there.
But we need a good... We need a happy outcome.
Ah, we're up for that.
I just happen to have one.
What a coincidence.
I don't have the time to do it right now, though.
Okay.
But I will do it immediately following this.
All right.
Very brief timeout.
Can't wait.
It is 7:28. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on The Sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The Sky.
The Sky.
God, I'm so excited.
New president.
We have to get back to a great country.
And new news.
When it's new.
I hear it on The Sky first.
This year, open up your shiny brand news day.
We made history for a reason.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and happy, happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators basketball, beating Arkansas 71-63. The Gators now hold a 15-1 record. They are off to a fantastic start. Go Gators. If you were going to take advantage of a launch that was scheduled for today at Cape Canaveral, don't go. Because the Blue Origin New Glenn rocket has been postponed indefinitely. Some sort of an internal systems issue. So, yeah.
That's never good with rockets.
Yeah.
You know, just saying. I'm no expert, but I'm just saying if you got a problem, yeah, you just gotta wait.
Yeah, it's got like 7 engines, like, I don't know, 3 million pounds of thrust or some crazy. It's just crazy.
Wow.
And you don't want it. You don't want it going sideways on you.
Mm-mm.
That's for sure. Bucks lost to Washington. Heartbreaker at the end. Baker had a fumble that cost them. Then it was a field goal that hit the upright and bounced in to give Washington the win, 23-20. Now they'll have to face the Lions. Ha, ha, ha. Good luck, Washington.
Mm.
Bills over the Broncos, 31-7. The Eagles beat Green Bay, 22-10. All right. Just some of the things that are going on. FBI Director Christopher Wray is stepping down. He makes it really sound like it's on his terms. Like, you know, there's this guy, Cash Patel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're just a seat warmer for him.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's all about Christopher Wray, and he was on 60 Minutes. And, well, I'll tell you more about that coming up. Excuse me.
You don't get the kind of like, I was sitting here first. I don't have to go anywhere. Yeah, you don't really get a choice at that point.
No.
So.
Yeah. No, it's, there's the door.
Yeah.
Go through it and keep on going. Got good news. We've heard all about these fires and the doom and gloom, death and destruction in Southern California. And, of course, our hearts go out to all those folks. But here in this area, firefighters saved 6 guinea pigs in an apartment fire. Yeah, while preventing the spread of fire to the other apartments. It was about 8:11 p.m. Gainesville Fire Rescue responded to a fire at the Town Park Apartments. First arriving crew quickly put out the fire, preventing the spread, and they saved the little guinea pigs.
Oh, cute.
That is nice.
They're a cute little pet.
Yeah.
don't make a lot of noise. They just kind of squeak. They're cute. Don't live a long time. But
do they? But they don't.
They don't. No. You get a few years out of them.
I had them as pets. I was pretty young. And, you know, I kept them together.
Yeah. They're very social animals.
Well, these two weren't.
They didn't like each other?
No, they basically killed each other.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ironic.
I shouldn't have been feeding them gunpowder, probably. I was trying to make them attack pigs.
They're not pigs. They're not from New Guinea, so there's all that.
What are they?
Well, just little critters.
Ginia pigs? No, really, what?
They're like from Peru, Argentina, down that way. They live up in the mountains.
Hmm. But I guess I never really gave it a whole lot of thought. Uh-huh. They're not from New Guinea.
And in some areas, I hate to say this, if you have guinea pigs, cover your ears. They're a delicacy in some places.
Oh, my gosh. You did not just say that.
No, I didn't say here.
Wow. How would you cook them if you were...
Do you cook them anymore? No. Oh, so not as much as you used to.
That was a happy story about firefighters preventing the
and
little...
And then Greg took it down to the kitchen. That's
wow.
Right. No, but they're cute little pets. I like them.
Hey, this is... you know, there's going to be a lot of stories related to the fires out there, obviously.
Yeah.
One of them is, though, hiring these privateers. Think about it. Millionaires, if money's not a huge issue for them and they want to save their house, they can literally hire private firefighters. And apparently some of them are doing it. And a lot of people are irritated by it, which I'm not sure that I understand that.
They hire security.
Somebody's willing to pay their own money out of their own pocket to protect their own home. But you don't like it because they have the ability to do that and you don't.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, maybe these problems wouldn't be nearly as bad. You might still get some wildfires, but there's a much greater chance they would be contained, possibly, if you did all of the steps necessary in the fire prevention world. But they don't. You got to clean out the underbrush, taking away some of the fuel. You've got to make sure that you have reservoirs that are full. Gavin Newsom was trying to say, oh, they were all full. That's a lie. Because right away, they found out that one of them was completely bone dry. And then he made some excuse. Well, that's not really part of the state system. Oh, because the fire knows whether it comes from a state reservoir or a county reservoir. It's like, oh, that's county water. We ain't afraid of that.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
Or here's, you know, if the, you know, residents have voted to actually build new reservoirs.
They did 10 years ago.
Then maybe you should build them.
And if you don't, why would you keep electing the same bozos? It's crazy.
It is.
So if you're jealous because your neighbors can afford, you know, firefighting people and equipment, you should take it out at the ballot box.
Yes.
So that you, you're at least they make attempts to protect you.
Oh, man.
Yep. You've got private fire protection companies contract with state and local governments to help battle wildfires. Now, that's been going on for a long time, but in recent years, some of these California fire firms, they began offering on-call services. You know, it's like boutique services.
Yes.
And you order it up. Yep. I need a firefighting team. What's the square footage? You need water? Mm-hmm. Check. Trucks. Got it. Hoses? Uh-huh. Fire quenching chemicals? Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yeah. And that's what they do. And they charge about $2,000 an hour, which, well, if you've got a team of people and you're bringing equipment,
it adds up in a hurry.
And it saves your home, it might be an investment that's well worth it.
By the way, side note on the whole mansions burning down, just because we've talked about all the fake stuff we see online. The one about P. Diddy's mansion burning down with the picture and go, oh, look at all that evidence. Imagine that it's gone. First off, that's not his house. It was a picture from like 2014. And I'm sure if there was any evidence in the house, they already got it. So, fake post, please don't share. Thank you very much.
Speaking of fires, apparently in D.C. is a huge dumpster fire. I don't know if you're familiar. They call it the Biden administration.
Uh-huh.
This week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday, VP-elect J.D. Vance said President Joe Biden's administration has left a dumpster fire for Trump's incoming administration. He says, I wish Joe Biden all the best. But the fact is, he's left us at dumpster fire, not just at the border, but also with the economy. First of all, we know that prices are way too high for many Americans. We have to work every single day to stabilize prices for American families. He went on to say, everything that he's bragging about ignores the fact that he has added trillions and trillions of dollars to the federal debt during a time of peace. He's left us with bond yields, meaning how are we going to finance that debt? We have to sell treasury bonds, and treasury bonds to get more expensive because of Joe Biden's policies. He said, you go issue after issue, and oil prices are shooting through the roof. The final 2 months of Joe Biden's administration, in part because of decisions Biden has made over the last few years. He actually hasn't left the American people in good economic condition. That's why, you know, Donald Trump, he's got a lot of work to do, and he means the whole administration, obviously. I remain fundamentally, and you know this, I will always be an optimist about our country, but I think that optimism has to start with a bit of realism, and the real truth is Joe Biden has left us a dumpster fire. Trump will have to put it out, but he's good at doing that. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of messes. Of course, Biden's going to try to, him and his folks are going to try to paint a smiley face on the whole thing, but I people know the truth. They've known it when they had to pull up to the pump. Yeah, we've gotten a little bit of relief on that here and there, but it does seem like there's some volatility. The gas prices, it seems like literally every day, sometimes twice a day, the prices change at the pump.
And then on his way out, he's trying to ban, you know, any oil digging, rigging, no rigs out there on how many millions of acres of ocean, and also in certain areas in relation to Native American land. It's like, just on the, and some of that Trump will be able to turn around, but it's like, man, they are just trying to do everything they can on the way out.
Yep. Yep. Speaking of on their way out, I did mention this earlier, Christopher Wray.
Yes.
FBI director. He's on his way out. And it is interesting, you know, when asked about like the Mar-a-Lago thing and all that, he said, our job at the FBI is to follow the facts wherever they lead, no matter who likes it. He said this on 60 Minutes that aired yesterday. Did he treat Hunter Biden's laptop the same way?
Not so much, no.
No. I mean, why would you say we follow the facts where they lead? I mean, you set yourself up for that.
Oh, big time.
And I hope there is plenty of backlash for that. And also remember, too, before people forget, we all have short memories, but, you know, when news first broke of Trump being shot, I remember, and it wasn't right when the news first broke, I should correct myself, when it first broke, I and others weren't sure what hit the president.
Right.
I'm not sure what occurred right then in the moment. I thought at first somebody threw something at him. Okay, and then fairly quickly you ascertain that no, he was shot,
right?
Either directly or a fragment or whatever. But this came sometime after that. Christopher Wray told the House Judiciary Committee. He says, "Yeah, well, you know, we're not sure if it was a bullet or shrapnel or whatever that hit his ear." Now he knew by then clearly exactly what it was.
Absolutely,
but he went out of his way to just try to, you know, take that away from him.
Yeah.
Christopher Wray has not been an honorable man, and he hasn't been honest either. So to him, I say, good riddance, pal. 7:45, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get them. Download it. Just click on subscribe, and you're all set. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Mark Levin.
What the hell's with these drones?
6 o'clock.
Just happened to be near military sites, president's home, near a Coast Guard site. I don't know. I'll bet it's the commies again. I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
On 97.3 The Sky.
I know what happened to the drones, Greg.
I have no idea.
They parked them.
They parked them? Really?
On the grassy knoll.
Oh. Ah, I see what you did there.
They disappeared.
Apparently.
Well, because somebody used the chemtrails, they used the disintegrating acid. And so when they flew through the chemtrails, they basically just dissipated into nothingness.
Have you been listening to the overnight show yet?
No, I've been smoking some bad weed, dude.
Wow. He's joking. The joke, humor, sarcasm.
I don't care whether they get it or not anymore. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, that headline is gone, you know, so then we're moving on to something else. And,
no, it is bizarre, though.
It is.
What was it real? Were they really unidentified? Do we know for sure they were drones? We don't know whose they were. The government claimed they're not ours.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. Wow. All right. Hey, Amazon is in the news.
Really?
They've quietly rolled back their DEI programs.
Really?
Yeah. You know why? They found out that they're ineffective.
Really? We could have told them that?
We could have.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we probably did, indirectly. They just didn't pay attention.
Yeah. It's interesting. Mm. It's like, you're Jeff Bezos. Do you really think some kind of a program like that is going to make your business better, stronger, more efficient?
No.
Just because you hire somebody has a different, I don't know, they're not sure what their gender is, or they're of a different skin color, and you go, well, let's see. We've got some brown people over here, a couple of black people here, some white people here, some yellow people there. We need some more red people, so they have to get some Native Americans. And
I just want to know that they can drive. They're not going to put their van in my yard, and they can deliver. I don't care what color they are.
Their drivers aren't very diverse. They all seem to be under the category of a little crazy. Don't they?
A little bit. Some of them. We're not judging. A little bit of a surprise, speaking of deliveries. Sunday morning, in the 6 o'clock hour, I hear Barrett.
Yeah.
And then his mean bark, you know, because you've got dogs. You know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see, like, headlights, like, that flashed into our house. And then I see the shadow of somebody outside. They're delivering at like 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
God bless them, everyone.
Unless you're waking up everybody's dog who's going, hey, mom and dad, there's somebody at the door.
You know, doesn't really faze me.
Yeah.
Well, it probably should. If it was the middle of the night, I might, but.
Yeah, 6 o'clock or so on Sunday morning.
6 o'clock, you've been out of bed, already made your wife coffee and stuff. Come on,
well,
man.
I was up and I was having coffee.
Oh.
But the rest of the house are like, why is the dog barking at this hour? And
yeah, can't you keep it quiet, Greg? Yeah.
Well.
Control your animal.
Well, I like the fact that he barks when somebody's at our door at some early hour of the
exactly.
morning.
Exactly.
So.
Jeff Bezos, Amazon, latest mega company to claim it's scaling back some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives after such programs began garnering backlash for being ineffective and woke. Wow.
Duh.
Shocker.
Yeah.
In a December memo to employees obtained by Bloomberg, Amazon senior human resources executive Candy Castleberry. Wow. I bet she's a real sweetie.
Wow.
And no, that's not a sexist joke. It's a name joke. Anyway, said the company was winding down outdated programs and materials, and that the consolidation and end of certain programs was on track to be completed by the end of that month. Oh, they really make it sound, you know?
Like it'll all be gone.
Well, and there's nothing to see here, really.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, and certain programs. Don't say DEI. Yeah. Well, it's going to be hard for her to not say DEI because, as it turns out, her previous title was...
Oh, no.
Vice President of Global DEI.
Oh.
Yeah.
We saw that coming, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Why didn't she fall on her box cutter?
Oh, instead of
they
a sword?
They don't have swords because, you know.
I got you.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You work for Amazon. You got to know how to box it up.
Oh, yeah.
That was changed. Her title was changed in 2023 to Vice President of Inclusive Experiences and Technology.
Can they do the job? That's all we want.
That's crazy talk, Greg. That's crazy.
In some worlds, yeah.
You're from the dark ages.
But I live in the real world.
Rather than have individual groups build programs, we're focusing on programs with proven outcomes. We also aim to foster a more truly inclusive culture. How inclusive do you have to be? I mean, you and I interact a lot. But how much interaction is there the average staff member of Amazon? Seems to me like they're probably too busy to be chit-chatting away the day.
Because you're either working in one of the distribution centers, and they are busy, or you're waking me up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, driving a truck, loading a truck, packaging stuff. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know about this. What, are you going to have picnics together?
And do you care what their background or color or race or whatever is when you're trying to do this job?
No, if I have to interact with you, I would hope that we can communicate with each other and that you don't smell funny. Other than that, I really don't care. I haven't raised the bar that high.
That's a good goal.
Don't smell and speaketh clearly.
Yes.
Part of that is because I'm a little hard of hearing here. Speak up into this, this here pipe.
Wow.
Yeah, Sonny.
Envisionment of the world's big horns.
Yeah. While the specific programs that were ended were not listed, the outlet reported that they did include DEI programs. It was a memo obtained by Fox Business and stated that Amazon executives had been evaluating their effectiveness over the last few years. We work to unify employee groups together under one umbrella and build programs that are open to all. Rather than have individual groups build programs, we're focusing on programs with proven outcomes, and we aim to foster a more truly inclusive culture.
Proven outcomes. What does that really mean? That people of different races can drive a truck or handle packaging or something? I mean, what does that really mean?
Well, I can tell you what they had on some of their websites that was recently scrubbed. Some web pages were titled Equity for Black People. Literally, that's what it said.
Really?
And LGBTQ plus rights. And, that was in the Our Positions section on its website.
Well, they get into all kinds of stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Weird.
Provide opportunity to people. And the people hold up their end of the deal by working hard. And everybody's happy. It's not that complicated.
Nope.
97.3 The Sky. Hang in there. Happy Monday.
This is Sky News.
We have four large fires, no percentage of containment, and the fire is growing.
Trending stories.
Changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
And why they matter.
Meta, Facebook.
We're going to get back to our roots, restoring free expression on our platform.
They spent more resources going after nonviolent protesters on January 6th.
North Central Florida's news station, on air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.